On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica Jay.
Thanks for being here today on the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Monica at 991FMTalk.com. That's my email if you want to send me something during the show. And I still got a few hundred I'm trying to get through. But, you know, when you direct me or direct it during the show, I try to respond as quickly as possible and, you know, share your thoughts on the air, because not always can we get through the talk and text line at 884-9910, but it's still there for you. 991fmtalk.com, that's our website. Log on today on this Groovy Tuesday. And remember, it is groovy. It's groovy, it's terrific, it's fantastic, because you know what? You woke up this morning. You have a roof over your head. You have food to eat. Because there are others who don't have that. Right here in Northern Nevada. Today's poll question, as you head on over there, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Is the integrity, and now I want you to take this seriously. Okay. And think about it, because it could be yours. It could be somebody that you know and love. Is the integrity of our elections, is it worth the loss of life? Is the integrity of our elections worth the loss of life? Yesterday's poll question, are traffic signal warning signs a waste of taxpayer dollars? 55% of those participating said no. 45% said yes. And I have to share with you one text. I just thought it tickled my funny bone. You want to have a meaningful sign? Put a warning sign on the Welcome to Nevada sign that says, Welcome to Nevada. Our governor is a moron. Thank you. Thank you for that text. You know, actually, you'd have to put that on a lot of signs. You could actually reverse that and, you know, as you're heading out of the state too, welcome to California. Our governor is a moron. Welcome to Washington. Our governor is a moron. Welcome to Oregon. Our governor is a moron. New York, Michigan. Yes, we have issues all over this country. So hopefully you're doing something for yourself, because there are so many people who want to take from you right now. And like I was called on the carpet yesterday, it's not just Democrats. Mm-hmm. It is all of those rhinos out there that side with the Democrats. It's the Republicans who don't have the Republic in the best interest. That's what we have to protect. The Republic. Received this text yesterday. I found it interesting. This war will not be won with small arms, but with small business. America must defend small business against the regulatory racketeering by blue state Marxist governors now. This merits repetition. It does. But we don't help by going to the small businesses who play by the governor's mandates. So when we go into restaurants with masks, when restaurants, when small businesses continue to do the separation, the 25% capacity, that's not fighting back. That's not fighting back. Fighting back is opening your business as usual. Not the new normal that they're trying to put off on you, but business as usual. I find it interesting watching commercials now and seeing the masks built into the commercials. Again, it's mind control. They want you to see that as the normal. And it's not. It is not normal. That's not something that we should be playing with. We need to make sure that we keep our republic intact. Hence, today's poll question. Is our election worth a life? Yes, life is precious. But do you think what... well, what our forefathers went through? Do you think that this is any different from when they fought the British? It's a different time. We have different technologies. But is it really any different? Especially since a lot of the central banks are owned by Europeans. By British. Interesting. Are we still under the crown? I made a statement yesterday, which I didn't mean to fully make, and I tried to get around it. But damn, you guys listen intently sometimes. So I got some emails and texts about clarifying it and fessing up. Because I follow people and I get information and I know people you don't. It's from a 30-year professional media career. Actually, it's been longer than that, but I don't like to... I don't like to do the math. And that is, people have died already for this election. And people die because of elections. Yesterday, I put it off to, you know, people losing businesses and committing suicide. But that was something that I didn't want to bring up because I hadn't done my full due diligence. And it kind of slipped out. And I got called on the carpet for it. So here it is. If you have a military operation, you keep it secret. You don't let people know. Only the people who need to know. And you go out and you perform that military action. It's a surprise. You don't want the enemy to know what you're doing. Duh. But after the operation, you need to be honest with the public, especially when lives are lost, because there are families who deserve that. They deserve to know what happened. There are a lot of families out there who still don't know what happened to their loved ones because of black ops, clandestine missions. Got to keep everything secret. So, 5 deaths of members of our military are being attributed to something else. But what I can tell you is, from what I am seeing, that's not the 100% truth. So again, I want you to do your own research. I want you to look things up. But I will give you the tools that you need. All you need to do is look up the 305th Military Intelligence Battalion. 305th Military Intelligence Battalion. And it's quite interesting because a lot of people are looking into it, because I only had 305 typed into my DuckDuckGo program search engine. And immediately it popped up 305th Military Intelligence Battalion. Because what you should know is their nickname. Their nickname, get it? Military intelligence. Their nickname is Kraken. What did Sidney Powell say about the Kraken? We're going to release it. It's going to be biblical. So in my research, there was a battle for a certain server in Germany. And 5 members of our military lost their lives in this battle. Because the bad guys, the deep state, the controllers, didn't want it given up at all cost. And that cost is human life. That cost is the lives of American soldiers. And one deeply embedded deep state CIA member. But the server is now in the hands of the appropriate people. General Flynn gave his first interview since being, wasn't acquitted, he was pardoned. A full innocence pardon by the President of the United States. People screaming at that and blah, blah, blah. But it was the right thing to do. 100%, it was the right thing to do. Because this man has given everything. His home, whatever financial security he had. He's given everything for the protection of this country. Because he was manipulated. He was blackmailed. Basically, we're going to do this to your family if you don't admit to this, that you lied. It's been a long, long legal battle that has been longer than it should have been because of the fact that Obama told a certain judge to drag it out, whatever you have to do. That's why the media is upset that the president came in and said, no more. Stop torturing this guy. General Flynn came out in his first interview since being pardoned. And why is that important? Because before he was pardoned, he was under a gag order and couldn't speak. Now he's free to speak. General Flynn, upstanding American, highly decorated, knows the art of war. The reason that we haven't seen the evidence of what's going on around us is because it has to get to the Supreme Court first. Because the media cannot have a chance to twist it, to manipulate it, to tarnish it in the eyes of Americans. And I'll explain that when we come back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Tuesday. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad to be with you and help share some information that I've been diving into and doing my research. And let me tell you, it was so great to go to, where did I go on Saturday? Oh, the only time I will wear a mask is when I'm with my mama. I do it for her. She wanted to go to Costco. So we went to Costco. I had my mask pulled down to my chin, but nobody dared approach me, which I thought was funny. So as we were leaving, of course, I still wear my Trump mask, Trump 2020. Nice gentleman who was helping pack up our groceries turned and said to me, be strong, he needs us. And I took it back for a second. I'm like, what? And I looked at him and he's like, the president, he needs us. He'll come through this. And I'm like, yeah, I know. We got this. We do have this. So stay strong. Stay positive. Because every single day, more and more is coming out. The Dominion server has been captured at a great loss. 5 U.S. servicemen. But our elections, the freedom of this country, that is worth the ultimate sacrifice. We have lost men and women in the military to the stupidest things. Reviving a war in Iraq because daddy didn't get the job done. because of borders, because of control of oil. But this time, that was the ultimate sacrifice for our republic, our voices. And those who want to do evil will not take that away from us. They will not remove our voice. People are getting discouraged and concerned about cases not even being heard and thrown out of the lower courts. That is a good thing. That gets us to the Supreme Court faster. And that's what we need, expediency. You really need to do your research and look at the credentials of Sidney Powell. Look at who she works with. Why she has worked so hard for General Flynn. Follow General Flynn. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on Facebook. Follow him on Parler. Whatever you want to do out there. Follow General Flynn. And understand that all of this is going to be laid out to the Supreme Court. Justice Roberts, please. He's a shill for the left. We all know that. But that's okay. Because conservatives, constitutionalists, still outnumber the frauds. All of this information will be laid out in front of the Supreme Court. Donald Trump will be our president. Still is and will be. You just have to keep the faith. Because, not for the president. You have to keep the faith for those men and women. Those men and women behind the scenes who are working diligently to get the information that we need. For those whistleblowers, for those witnesses, for all of those people who are coming forward, putting their reputations, putting their lives on the line to bring forward the truth. Like how in areas that are being disputed, the Dominion system was hooked up to the internet, which it's not supposed to be. That's how you get in. That's how things are changed. And we made it so easy for them. Because people just hate Trump so badly. Which I'm not sure why, when somebody is doing so much good work for the country, for the world, yet he wasn't part of the plan. So they have to take him down. All I'm saying is just be patient. If other people are willing to die for the information that is going to come forward in the next month and a half, then you can be patient and be positive. Because others have sacrificed everything. We'll be back right after this quick break on 92. Oh, actually, no. Fox News update. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone. 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910. KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. Love to hear from you on the poll question today at 991fmtalk.com. It's coming out very interesting right now. And if you want to talk about this subject too, 884-9910. Is the integrity of our elections worth the loss of life? Is it worth it? Love to hear from you. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, are traffic signal warning signs a waste of taxpayer dollars? 55% said no, 45% said yes of those participating. Interesting, one of the comments I got from a text, actually. It would make a bigger difference if these idiots on their phones were paying more attention. Doesn't matter that it's a law, does it? Doesn't matter that you can't have your cell phone up, listening to something, focused on something else. That's up to you. Make driving your quiet time. Don't be on the phone. Don't be listening to something that distracts you to the point of, I feel like Newsom. I've got to practice what I preach because I know it happens. I had an appointment and I was listening to Rudy Giuliani's testimony in Pennsylvania. And I had to leave. So I put it on speaker on my phone. When I got in my car, I couldn't hear it that well. So I was holding the phone up to my ear. I missed the turnoff for where I was going, not once, but twice. And had to drive all the way back. We can't let things distract us when we are in, what, smaller cars, 1 ton, half a ton, 2 tons, 1 ton truck. We cannot let things distract us when we are in machines that can kill others and ourselves. From that minute, I keep my phone in my purse. Don't even touch it. I put my purse in the back seat. Because that was the wake-up call that I needed, that this thing right here, little, you know, 2.5 by 5 inch thing. Yeah, I have the plus. I can't see anything. It is so distracting. It could be the loss of our lives. Put it down. Turn it off. There is no text. There is no phone call that is worth all that. So, if the signs help, I guess anything for safety. Let's go to one of my favorite people in the entire world. And he is 14. Actually, you know what? I'm going to leave Mig's email for just 1 second because we have a caller at 884-9910. Not quite sure what James wants to talk about, but that's okay. I like surprises. Hi, James. What's on your mind?
Hi, Monica. Just want to tell you how much I appreciate your point about asking people to do their due diligence, because it's not exactly clear yet what is going on for most folks. But if they do their due diligence and they look at what General McInerney and General Flynn have said so mm-hmm. far, which doesn't tell you everything that's going on behind the scenes, you find out that we're in a very critical situation, and the country's been Pearl Harbored in a cyber threat sort of way, both externally from external threats, Russia, China, and Iran, and also internally with this coup that started before President Trump was inaugurated, right on up to now. And it's as serious as Pearl Harbor or the Civil War or 9/11. And the only way they're going to find out is really do their due diligence. And yeah, they won't get it from the major media. General Flynn is highly credentialed.
You'll be called names if you're, you know, getting it from the major media. They call you a conspiracy theorist and garbage like that.
Well, absolutely. But General Flynn, given his rank and his positions as in the DIA, running the DIA, and as National Security Advisor, knows what's going on. And that's why he's been brought back in. They had to take him out to stop him from doing it right after President Trump was elected. It's a shame it didn't happen, because the whole house needs to be cleaned up. And we now have interagency warfare going on between DOD and other intelligence agencies. And it's not going to be reported by either side. But the situation is critical. And I believe Trump will end up being the president. But he needs everybody's support. And we've got to keep Georgia as well. But I think that there's a very good possibility, if things run as they have been, the election will be rigged in Georgia. There's a massive amount of evidence, and as Giuliani pointed out and others, that evidence needs to go to the Supreme Court, and it needs to go there first. It doesn't need to go to the media.
Exactly.
But there's even more stuff going on that's much bigger and deeper than that. And that's why your statement that people do their due diligence is so, so important. I'm a brand new resident in Nevada. I had a near family member pass away, actually two, and had to come here on emergency leave. And I'm just shocked at the voter fraud in Nevada and what has happened. And it's just so, all that stuff about, well, there's no fraud and, you know, just accept it and roll over. That's just to wear you down. And Democrats that support Trump and all Republicans need to wake up, do their due diligence. And, you know, I've had friends say, show me the evidence. Well, go read it. Oh, I don't have time to read it. You can download all the affidavits. You can look at it. And if you do a little further research, and I've been blocked by some of the major browsers and things, I can find General Flynn's first statement after he was pardoned. I can find General McInerney, and I can read their statements, and I can even find out news about what's happened in Europe, in Germany, in Frankfurt, and other things between relative to DOD and CIA that is being blocked by browsers, and it's very hard to find, but you can find it. And if people will do that, they'll learn how serious the situation is.
A great podcast to listen to is Dr. David Janda, and he interviews General McInerney and others quite often to explain to people what's going on. It's called his podcast is called Operation Freedom. And so if people just go onto YouTube, he hasn't been kicked off yet, but there is the possibility, because he's bringing the truth. So that's one place that you should check that out, James.
Okay, I will do. I've checked some other folks out there, cyber experts that have been introduced that are in Sidney Powell's affidavits. And it's much bigger, though, than the vote fraud. And what needs to go before the Supreme Court is bigger than the vote fraud. And it's going to be decisive turning point in this country. American people are either going to keep their country or they're going to lose it. And now, I put my life on the line for this country, and it's definitely worth putting your life on the line for. And it's time for everybody to step up and back President Trump and save it. I believe he truly won. And the statistical analysis and numbers show that he won, and there are anomalies that are just way beyond any reasonable probability. I mean, just incredible. How stupid the people that orchestrated this thought the American people were, how they thought the American people would be a pushover in this election.
Yeah.
And the American people hopefully are figuring it out. So, Monica, I said that the best I can. And
I
concur. Strongly recommend people do that. Look up those cyber experts. Look up General McInerney's statements and General Flynn's statements, and then do some research even beyond that. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Appreciate your time today, and appreciate even more your service for the country. James, God bless, and thank you for calling in today. Who does this sound like? Rest assured, I have won this election. Who does that sound like? Does that sound like Biden? Does that sound like somebody who knows that there is cheating going on? Guess who said that? Ross Miller. Yes, candidate for Commissioner Seat C. Ross Miller. Remember what Ross Miller did back in 2014? He brought the Dominion system into the state of Nevada. Just a little history there for you. Somebody else who always has good history for us is Vance. Vance is on the line right now. Thanks for calling, Vance. What history lesson do you have for us today?
Well, you asked a question about risking one's life for elections. Oh, let's go back to post-World War II. In fact, specifically, August of 1946. And if you go to YouTube, there's a docudrama, as I call them. It's a history movie about this event. And there's plaques up in the town commemorating this event. It's called the Battle of Athens, Tennessee. And I never get tired of watching that movie.
Yeah.
But basically what happened, it was a machine that was getting going, a Democrat machine that was getting organized in, I think it was Memphis. But anyways, they're in Tennessee to virtually make Tennessee a Democrat fiefdom. And the people in McMinn County would not have it. So a little bit of, go watch that movie. Anybody who's listening, go watch that movie on YouTube. Okay?
Absolutely 100% behind you there, Vance. Already saw it, know what it's all about. And I want everybody else to do it as well. Vance knows what he's talking about, and he's our history buff. So, Vance, thank you so much for the call and the weekend watching. Actually, do it today. Do it tonight. Because what happened in Athens, we might actually be called upon to do that in Washington, D.C. on January 20th. Just putting it out there. Speaking of putting things out there, nothing sweetens up your mood, your outlook on life, than chocolate. Handmade chocolates from the Chocolate Shop. Got a chance for you to win sometime this hour. We'll let you know. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this terrific Tuesday. Remember, nobody can tell you what kind of day to have or what to do for your day. Make it whatever you want. It's up to you. It's always up to you. What have you seen lately going on around us? Commercials playing for Christmas. I keep seeing that one for the Nest speakers. Speakers all over your house to play the music that you want to hear. Well, you realize that speakers are also listeners. How do you think Alexa and Nest and all the others, Echo, they're always on? How do you think they know? How do you think Alexa knows when you say Alexa? They're always listening. So think about Christmas this year. Think about what you put in your homes. I've also been noticing the increase. I like watching commercials. I like to see what people are pushing. I love how they're pushing vegetarian meals. They're using celebrities to do it. Mark Hamill figured his name out. pay attention. And then you'll see how the media is using mind control, thought process, repetition to inch you ever forward to the Great Reset, to having everybody be vegetarians, eat plant-based food. Once you're awake and you start watching, just kind of all falls into line. Speaking of falling into line, 884-9910, I got a sweet, sweet treat from the chocolate shop for caller number 4 right now at 884-9910. That's how we roll. Good stuff. Good stuff from the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville. We'll be back after this Fox News update and a Fox Business News update. Mind your business now on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.